It is time for our Money Man, the sports professor Rick Haro, as it is our golf, business, and law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And I am not a lawyer, just a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. Rick Haro, of course, is an attorney. Rick, good morning to you. Happy Independence Day weekend, my friend.
Happy Independence Day weekend to you. I'm going to go the route of the pundits who claim that the field is bad at the AT&T because everybody resents Tiger. So I'm going to resent you and Rooney, and I'm going to hang up if that's the theory. Oh, I guess it's not. I guess that's a stupid theory. So I'll stay.
Very stupid. No, yeah, it's a joke. Most of the players on the PGA Tour love Tiger Woods because they know that he's the golden goose. Scheduling-wise, I mean, Phil Mickelson is over in Europe getting ready for the British Open, so that's why he's not there. Tiger's injured himself, so he's not there. I mean, there are still plenty of big names here this week. Charles Howell III, Davis Love III, Freddie Couples, Robert Allenby. I mean, you've got plenty of big names. Camilla Vijegas, KJ Choi, the defending champion. It's not as strong of a field as it was last year, but, you know, there's been a lot of changes on the PGA Tour this year, one of which is guys playing a lot of other places besides the PGA Tour week in, week out. Phil Mickelson's a good example of that as he starts to play more overseas as he's changed his mantra, and now it's all about the four majors. So leading up to the British Open, as he did last year, playing at Loch Lomond the week before, he's going to do the same thing this year.
How about there's a little matter of the fact that it's the fourth holiday, and there's some people that just may want to spend their time with their families.
That's right.
So, you know, that's an issue, too. And you can't have it both ways. Remember the number when Tiger started with the tour 11 years ago, there were 9 millionaires on the money list. Last year, there were nearly 80. And so I'm not sure what resentment means. If resentment means you're making more money, then go ahead and resent them.
The sports professor Rick Haro joins me here on the line. It's our golf, business, and law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. Russ Evans with you. You know, it's a crowded sports weekend, Rick. Every 4th of July weekend, it's always a lot of different sports trying to vie for your attention. Tennis usually takes center stage with Wimbledon, especially when you get the fabulous top-notch matchups that we have this weekend. Yesterday, we had the Williams sisters going at it, and Venus bested little sister Serena. Today, we've got the two best players in the world, Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal, so that's great drama. So Wimbledon always takes center stage, but we also got some fringe stuff. Obviously, baseball is in full swing. It's heating up this summer. And then we had the hot dog eating contest, as we do each and every year on July 4th on Friday, and Joey Chestnut again was able to edge out Kobayashi. So where does golf stand, and is golf trying to steal the spotlight from some of these other sports this weekend?
Well, there are 1.8 million people estimated, we'll find out finally on Monday, who watched the hot dog eating contest on TV. And of course, you know, Russ, it's gotten more sophisticated. It's not just the hot dog eating contest anymore. Now, like any sport trying to expand, there is the strawberry shortcake division of the hot dog eating contest.
I didn't even know this. Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I bring you stuff that's real. And the rib eating division, plus that A.
Oh, put me in that
B,
one, by the way.
Yeah, me too.
I can eat some ribs.
Plus, they have a 8-round eat-off that is covered preliminarily by that CBS College TV, the new CBS affiliate, and it then funnels into all the ESPN coverage. And it's not just domestic, by the way. You have China and England and France and Germany and Japan and even Turkey watching the hot dog eating contest, if you're not mixing metaphors. So, listen, can golf, you know, fit there? Well, I'm not sure. We'll see the numbers this week, but I'll see if it's 1.8 million.
Strawberry shortcake and rib divisions now at Coney. Is that also on premises at Coney Island during the festivities there?
Yeah, but they have it in another venue because they couldn't get, you know, a rent-free stadium done by this. By the way, there was also a study that was done. You only hear this here by a bunch of gastroenterologists, and there was also a documentary on the National Geographic Channel, The Science of Speed Eating. If you eat quickly and you eat something that expands, you have a very significant risk that your stomach blows up on national television. So what do you think of that? So anybody that's hungry right now, I want you to picture that image before breakfast.
Definitely not appetizing. Definitely not an appetizing thought. He is Rick Haro, the sports professor, joins us each and every week during our golf, business, and law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And I am, of course, not a lawyer, just a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. Russ Evans with you on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. My esteemed co-host Pat Rooney Jr. out of town this weekend. He will be back with us next week. And Rick, how is your golf game? I know you've been all over the place lately. Where are the exotic locales that you've been teeing it up in the recent weeks.
Well, you and I have
history.
I want to live
vicariously through you.
Good. Well, how about this? Everybody that wants to know where the thunderstorms lighted and the lightning was, you just, you know, sit under me for the past couple of weeks. It's a six-hole wonder. You start at noon in South Florida on the summer. You get maybe one hole in and maybe six. You know, you and I are friends at the Admirals, and that's a, you know, wonderful track that we will finish. And then, you know, you had a great up and down. Your short game, by the way, I know this was just a shameless setup for you. Your short game has become very, very, very good. And, of course, you always hit the ball far. It's just a question of it's far left
it's
or
never,
far right.
It's never down the middle. Always far, you know, left into somebody's backyard.
I'm going to play in Phoenix in the Cauldron tomorrow, and then I'm going to try to end up in Northern California, see if I can go to that Celebrity Challenge championship.
Really? Next weekend?
In Reno. Yeah.
In Reno, Lake Tahoe.
Yeah, well, I'll be back by Saturday, but I'll see if I can, do it on Friday. There's a meeting with Cisco, which is a big company in San Jose, so we'll try to figure that all out. Now, by the way, here was a nagging question. Are you a lawyer? Just a paid non-lawyer
I am a paid non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins, of course, not a lawyer. You know, Rick, I'm glad you brought up the American Century Celebrity Golf next weekend, because that's always a great weekend of golf. And I actually have the roster here of players that will be teeing it up next week at Lake Tahoe. And it goes like this: Marcus Allen, Ray Allen, Charles Barkley, Tim Brown, Joe Buck, a fellow Fox Sports guy, as you are, Brandy Chastain, John Elway, Marshall Faulk, Brett Favre, possibly teeing it up unless he decides to go play again for the Green Bay Packers. Then he has to be at minicamp. Holtz, right. Dale Jarrett, Michael Jordan, Jason Kidd, Mario Lemieux, Dan Marino, Al Michaels, Joe Theismann, Tony Romo, Ben Roethlisberger, Mike Schmidt, Emmitt Smith, and one of my favorites, former Gator head coach Steve Spurrier, the old ball coach. This is one of my most favorite weekends in golf, Rick, and it's not even one of the big three tours. It's just a bunch of celebrities getting together and play golf, and I live for this stuff. I love it.
Yeah, but the deal is, if you remember when they really started this originally, NBC was a partner in the event, and the promoter took all the risk. They claimed that you couldn't get in the event unless you had a 10 or below. And I remember the first year, and Lou Holtz's game wasn't exactly as good as he said it was. And he shot 104 on the first day at Tahoe. So, you know, I don't know what kind of 10 he was counting. But that was a good example where you get anybody in there just to make absolutely sure you have a commitment for celebrities. And the event's gotten better and better and better. As you know, there's been a whole CGT, a celebrity golf tour, which has been okay, but it hadn't made a lot of money. And a lot of these former big-name athletes are celebrities, and they thought that people would actually pay money on TV and otherwise to watch them play golf 10, 15 times a year.
Right.
Well, they do once, but
it's a novelty. It's a novelty that we look forward to once, maybe twice a year. I mean,
we get it
more than once or twice. We got it already at the Torrey Pines a month ago when Tony Romo and Justin Timberlake and Matt Lauer played with the everyman there. The four players playing there, and two of them were able to break 100. Tony Romo shot an 84, which was phenomenal, and Justin Timberlake shot a 98. Matt Lauer, unfortunately, did not. He came in right on the number at 100 on the dot, and then John Atkinson, a 114 for him, who was the amateur, the non-celebrity in the mix. So we got it already there. We're going to have it next week at Lake Tahoe. We might have it once or twice. You know, Michael Jordan has his celebrity event in the Bahamas at the one and only club, I think, in a couple of months, if I'm not mistaken. Then you have the ADT Skills Challenge. So we get three or four of them, and I think that's about all we can tolerate, really. I don't think we're looking for any more than that.
Well, remember, Michael Douglas has that deal with NBC. The way these deals usually work is that there's a time buy, and it's wrapped into some other sponsorship of some other event. And there was a chance, like we said, that there was a regular tour with regular scoring and regular stats. There was even a commissioner hired. And I think we realize, as you said, it's exactly right. It's a novelty, and it's a wonderful thing because of the handicap system. You can watch people play competitively, but people aren't going to spend a lot of money to watch mediocre golf or bad golf or celebrities try to play good golf and fail. And remember, John Brody made the transition, won a tournament on the Champions Seniors Tour back then, didn't he, when he was over 50? And then there were a couple other guys who do, but it's very, very, very rare.
He is the sports professor, Rick Haro. He always brings us the best information on the golf business and law world during our golf business and law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And as Rick loves to hear me say, I am not a lawyer, just a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. Rick, Thank you, as always. We really appreciate it. We'll see you soon and then talk to you next week.
See you next week. And as usual, Rooney's not around. He better start worrying. You did a darn good job.
Thanks, Rick.
Bye.
As always, there he is, the sports professor, Rick Haro, joining us on the line. It's our golf, business, and law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach.